This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, we are back live from Baja Rick's Cantina. Working on some technical difficulties here. Trying to, like, make things better. Somehow, like, you always... I can't hear myself in my ear. I don't know if anyone can hear me. Adam, if you can hear us, say hello.
Hello.
Adam, can you hear us? Hello. All right, Adam can hear us. That's a good sign. We got sirens in the background.
This is Jesse Agler on.
Having so much fun right now.
Paulie's in the torture chamber. We got Engineer JR here trying to improve things, but... Yeah, Woods can't hear anything. That's unfortunate.
Well, oh, there we go.
Welcome back to the Ben Higgins Show.
Here we go.
Featuring Stephen Woods.
Just the way you always wanted it.
I know. Well, I tried to get rid of you for a second. Jesse was great. He always brings a dose of both healthy wisdom to the proceedings, some optimism, but also some caution. I think Jesse knows how to approach baseball just about as well as everybody. What is going on back
what
there?
What the hell is happening right now?
Looks like some construction. Wow, These guys are maybe working on the trolley line or something. Live broadcast.
This is what great radio live downtown. All right.
So we eat some corn live on the air.
We're going to have Sammy Levin on this hour. We're not going to bring him on right now because we're having enough going on at the moment. So, Woods, why don't we do something very easy and very radio friendly?
Oh, boy.
Let's pick the wild card series. Give me your winners. Let's start with the first game today. We got the Tigers and the Astros. We've got a great pitching matchup in the first one with Skubal against Framber Valdez. Overall, who do you like in this series? Is it the Astros at home, or is it the Red Hot Tigers who played their way into the postseason with an incredibly hot finish?
Oh, man, it's such a good matchup, man. Both those guys, really, really nasty lefties. I hate to be like the chalk guy because I really like Tarek Skubal a lot, but I'm going to go with the Astros today. Got the experience. I think it's going to be a quick series for the Tigers. I could be wrong. Happy to be wrong. Would love to see it go three, but I think Astros handle business. They've been there too many times.
I agree. I feel like today is a must-win for the Tigers.
Oh, yeah.
If they want to win the series, they've got to win this
one.
If the Astros lose to Skubal, they're not out. They can come back and win the next two at home. They've got a very deep pitching staff. Maybe the deepest in the American League all season. I mean, behind Framber Valdez. They didn't even put Justin Verlander on their playoff roster this year.
Wow.
They've had, you know, Hunter Brown, who we saw, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Had the no-hit guy. I forget what his name was, but threw the no-hitter earlier in the season.
What the hell is his name?
Yeah, Blanco. Yeah,
right.
Thank you, Adam. So, to me, they can outlast the Tigers
sure.
in the series, even if Skubal does pitch like he pitched all year long as an American League Cy Young Award winner. He's the Triple Crown winner. He will win the Cy Young, and he gives him a great chance. But even with Framber Valdez on the mound, I mean, Astros could win this game, too. And if they do, I think the Tigers are pretty much done.
I'm excited for that one, man.
All right, game two, also American League. The other series is the Royals and the Orioles. Two teams that did not play their best baseball coming down the stretch, but one will advance to the American League Division Series. To me, I think I like the Royals in this series, which is, I don't know, no apologies to Adam Jones, who I'm sure is thinking that this should be the Orioles, but you've got Corbin Burnes today. He hasn't been quite as good this year as we've seen him in the past. Cole Reagans has been really good for the Royals.
Dude.
They got him as the game one starter. And then it's Seth Lugo, who's been fantastic. We all know about Seth Lugo in game two. And then Michael Walker, if they go all the way to game three. Kind of like the Royals matchups in this. They got Bobby Witt Jr., probably the best player overall in the series. No offense to the great players on the Orioles. But some of their guys have been struggling in the second half of the season. I'm going to pick the slight upset in this series and take the Royals on the road.
I am with you, and I'm going to take the Royals today as well. I like that matchup a lot for them. And again, they have not played good down the stretch, Benny, but neither has Baltimore. And I don't know, man, like Baltimore to me early in the season was like, these guys have finally figured it out. They are on their way, but not a good year for Adley Rutschman. You know, they got some guys banged up. So I'm in on your Royals pick.
I think the most interesting series may be the Mets and the Brewers, which starts at 2:30 today. That's an ESPN game. First pitching matchup is Luis Severino against Freddy Peralta. The Brewers have kind of done it all season. 93 wins, just like the Padres, won their division, going away handily in the NL Central. They have been more than the sum of their parts. Their parts, I mean, they've got good players, but they're not the kind of roster that immediately scares you. Got a good back of the bullpen, obviously, when they're healthy. But they are not the scariest-looking team, but they just win, Woods, and they've got this series at home. I mean, the Mets were red-hot coming down the stretch. They've got a scary lineup with an MVP-type player in Lindor, but they also had to play a doubleheader yesterday, and they have to go back to Milwaukee where they just finished the season with the last 3 days. What do you think in this series between the Mets and the Brewers?
I think Brewers win the series, and I think Brewers win today.
Too much for the Mets to overcome.
Yeah.
Season series, if it's anything, the only game the Mets won was on Sunday. The Brewers won every other matchup against the Mets all season long. Which, I don't know, there's something about this Mets team, though.
They're playing with a little bit of devil magic right now, certainly.
I agree that, you know, we've seen that could end in the playoffs. Snap of your fingers, devil magic's gone, and you're going home, but I think because the Mets won the first game, we're able to save Severino, rest their legs a little bit in the second game. I like their chances in this first one. I'm gonna pick the Mets for the upset.
I'll take the Brewers
in this series, and the winner of that series goes on to face the Phillies, and of course the winner of the Padres Braves series goes on to face the Dodgers.
Here we go.
I'm not gonna make you pick the Padres Braves series.
No, I'm taking the Pods.
Okay, that's fair enough. You know, the nice thing for the Padres, whether you want to see the Dodgers or not, they don't have to leave Southern California for at least the next week and a half.
Yeah.
Even the road games are just the bus ride up to Los Angeles. After, you know, the travel of a regular season, that's not a bad way to go to get three home games and then a road series that's really close, best of five. So if the Padres can't emerge from the first two rounds of the playoffs, I kind of like where they are. At that point, it would be either the Phillies, the Mets, or the Brewers in the National League Championship Series. You got the two sides of the bracket, Padres, Braves, and Dodgers. The other side, Mets, Phillies, and Brewers. So you can kind of put your permutations together and come up with the possibilities of what the NLCS might look like.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, getting game one is just, in a three-game series, Benny, it's just everything. I mean, having to go back and win two games in a row is just, it's tough to do against really, really good teams in the playoffs. So game one, so paramount for every single one of these teams. And everyone's got a really, really good arm going, so you'd hate to lose behind one of your best arms. And it's so important. And really, my focus is here with the Padres in San Diego and Michael King getting off to a really good start tonight and them playing some really good D behind them.
It almost seems unfair for it to come down to a three-game series.
It does.
Remember, they used to play one game.
One was such a nightmare.
One game in the wild
card round. Imagine today, man. Ugh. One game. Winner take all. Forget it.
If you're 93 games and it comes down to one game?
I mean, they used to do that for years and years.
I hate it.
If you're the Braves, you're going, at least if we
do have the hangover from the doubleheader today. We've got two games more.
And
to
they
come
got
back.
Freed and Morton and whoever else.
You know, you certainly can lose the first game and come back and win the next two. I never answered for our listeners that trivia question I gave a long time ago. But the Padres have won only three series have ever gone the full three games in Major League Baseball. Padres did it twice. They beat the Mets and they beat the Cardinals back in 2020. The other series, and this is kind of surprising, in 2020, when they had all those playoff teams in the short season, A's White Sox was the playoff series, and the White Sox won the first game, but the A's won the next two, and the A's are the only other team to ever win a game three in a best-of-three playoff series in Major League Baseball.
And no one got that right.
No one. No, someone must have gotten it right.
I didn't even see the chat or anything.
I told you that was a tough trivia question. So anything can happen. You can lose, can come back and win the next two. It feels like a must-win. Like, God, if you lose today, you are probably done for the season because then you got to win two in a row.
I would say for the Padres, it's the pressure's on them. You know, mostly because of what the Braves have gone through and still not having a starter. You know, the pressure is squarely, which is different. It's different for the Padres to be considered. I'm just looking at the odds in Vegas, and they're favored to win this game going away, +170 or -170 right now for the Pods. So cost you $170 to win 100. Shout out Pete Rose.
In a normal three-game series, you might have you expect you're going to face an ace on the other team, so you know they might be favored in one, you're favored in the other two. This series, the Padres will be most heavily favored in this game today.
Oh, 100%. This is the one.
The Braves will be in better shape tomorrow and Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they may not get Chris Sale back, you know, but Max Fried is an option, and he's going to be a better option than probably, unless he goes on 3 days rest today, than whatever they're pitching today. So this is your probably best chance
you
of the three.
And it feels, you know, it's weird to say, you know, you need to steal one, but it's probably not the right word, but you do. You need to steal this one to not let them get back on track, not let them go out and beat you with some no-name, some guy that comes in. And again, guy that you probably have not seen, guy you can't prepare for. That's been the Padres' bugaboo. That's why I'm sick to my stomach.
So you need to take advantage.
Why do I feel more comfortable with Chris Sale against Michael King tonight? You know what I mean?
It's just not true. I know what you're thinking, but
it feels true.
You don't want to be facing Chris Sale if you can avoid it. That's an absolute break for the Padres this series. Mm-hmm. Don't turn down the gifts from the baseball gods.
That's what I'm saying.
You
cannot lose this game tonight.
Well, you cannot. Now, if they did, are you telling me that Joe Musgrove and Dylan Cease couldn't win game two and three? Of course they could.
I'm just telling you I'm going to be insufferable if they do, just so you know. Warning you now. Me and along with a million other people.
I mean, the narrative tomorrow if the Padres lose will be, boy, they kicked a huge opportunity to take control of this series with a wounded Braves team coming to town. Now, you'd think normally if this was the regular season and, you know, Raisel Iglesias pitched twice yesterday.
Right.
He's down
out
today. There's no chance you're using him. It's basically one of those days like you're not warming up. You might as well not even go to the bullpen. Just take the day off. No one is out today for the Braves.
I agree.
No one is out. If
Schwellenbach,
if push comes to shove, he may not even be on the roster, so he might be out just because he's not going to pitch in this series. But if you are on your 26-man roster, it's the playoffs.
You're in.
No one's out. Even if you pitched twice yesterday, even if you've thrown 55 pitches out of the bullpen, you know. Grant Holmes yesterday, probably, you know, unavailable. He pitched Sunday and Monday, but if they needed him, if this game went extra innings, everybody is available today. Even if they're not at their best 100%, make one pitch, you can get out of an inning sometimes. So, yeah, don't mistake the fact that the Braves are a little tired and overworked with the fact that they don't have guys available. Everybody, 26 guys, other than tomorrow's starting pitcher, every one of them is probably available on that 26-man roster.
No doubt about it, man. No doubt.
And the same goes true for the Padres. Even though they have a plan in place and, you know, Michael King starting, you can go to whatever you need. If the game is in question late, you can go to Yu Darvish in the bullpen. I mean, you could even go to Dylan Cease out of the bullpen if you had to.
If
the circumstances were dire enough in the playoffs, you throw the plan out the window and you try to win every single game you can. Because there is no tomorrow. I mean, there is a tomorrow today. We know whatever happens today, there will be a tomorrow.
There might not be a tomorrow.
There could be
Think
a tomorrow
about that
tomorrow
for a while. All right? Go to break.
Ow, my head.
Yeah, no, it hurts. Is we got our thing all fixed up.
It sounds like things are better.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, if things are going really well, we're going to get postseason Sammy on the line here on our final hour after a quick timeout and come back with more Bennett Woods live from Baja Rick's Cantina in the Gas Lamp. Check the traffic and return with more on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. All right, back live, Bennett Woods. We're in the Gas Lamp. We're at Baja Rick's Cantina. We have eaten a ton of shellfish already. Woods and Paul are now having their first beer of the day. Is that number one, Paulie? Yeah, number one for Paulie. Woods is talking to some tier ones. And joining us right now here on site, we had him yesterday on as well in studio, but it's always good to see postseason Sammy. I mean, we take advantage of postseason Sammy as long as we can. Sam Levitt is here. Sam, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here. Wonderful time at Baja Rick's. Woo! The beers are flowing and the grill is hot.
I'm telling you.
What could be better?
That beer, I just grabbed myself a Pacifico, closed out my tab.
Very nice.
And listen. I can see. I remember how much I really enjoy a nice 9:10 a.m. beer. It just goes down so smooth.
Closed out our tab, you mean?
Ben did cover half the tab. I didn't ask him to do it, but he did it.
I did it just for that round of applause.
Yeah,
right there.
Well, he said, you know what he said? He goes, here, because I don't want you to lord it over me. Which I get.
I know Woods is the more generous host of the program, but I occasionally step up to the plate.
You do. You always do, Benny. Ben, you do a great job.
You get a long day, Sammy.
Dave Roberts,
I'm impressed that you're out here this early. Not only the pregame show, 4:38, but playoff baseball, remember, I mean, still have the pitch clock, but there's no more free runners on base in the extra innings, the commercial breaks. tend to be a little bit longer. These games, prepare yourself. You know, three-hour games return quite easily once we get to October.
And it's just intense. And I feel like you have to be really, from a post-game standpoint, be really on top of everything. Every little move, everything gets scrutinized so much differently than what we do in the regular season. Not that we don't talk about every aspect of every game during the regular season, but this is different.
It's magnified.
And these are moments that define careers in the postseason. These are nights that define careers, they define
legacies
for players, for managers, for front offices, so everything is elevated. We understand that here, so yeah, it's fun.
We were sitting there in the press conference yesterday when Manny Machado came up and sat down and answered some questions, and I thought about Manny's legacy. And I don't know how much time Manny spends thinking about Manny's legacy, but he's such an everyday grinder, a poster. And I asked him that kind of question. And
asked him a question?
I did ask him a question.
Why didn't you tell me this?
Well, Ben had a bunch.
Did you?
Yeah, I asked everybody a question.
It's freaking 9:25. It's the first I'm hearing about all of this.
There's nothing really unusual about it. But I said,
Channel 10 get it? They got the audio of it?
Yeah. I said to Manny, you're so known for posting, you know, the consistency of your game, riding the waves of the season. Playoffs, though, is not about riding any waves or posting. It's about the sprint to the finish. And, you know, Manny gave an answer, as you'd expect, about not changing the way he plays and kind of keeping going. But, you know, Manny's had, you know, not a lot of playoff either experience or success. You know, a quick run with the Dodgers, not much with the Orioles, and then the one run to the NLCS with the Padres. I don't know that you have to. There's been plenty of great players, Sam, that have never won a World Series or even been to a World Series. But I think in this day and age, to really, truly elevate to the next level, you kind of need some playoff success and a moment and maybe a ring even.
I agree. I mean, I think there is something that comes along with guys that win World Series, and especially guys the caliber of Manny Machado that can win a World Series. And especially in this case, when you've signed up to be here for such a long time, you've committed your career to this team, to this city, and to a place that has not won before. So, yeah, that's, I mean, the stakes are really high. Now, doesn't mean everything for the future of Manny's career, or the future of this organization, it's all on the line in 2024. We all understand it's not, and it's really hard. I mean, look, I think the Phillies are a great example right now. Number one seed in the NL postseason, Bryce Harper, you know, somebody that Manny always gets connected to, the same draft. It's sort of a similar thing for him. They keep getting so close. They go to the World Series. They go to the NLCS. It reminds you of how hard it is, especially in this format now when you have to get through a wild card round. And,
you know,
it's really, really hard. But this team, if they can get through Wednesday, Thursday, feels like they have a real shot.
You know, and I think about A-Rod, right? The legacy of A-Rod did not have any really postseason success at all. And I know Manny looks up to A-Rod, and they all did. If you grew up in Miami, I mean, that was your guy. Like, that's who they all just worshipped and adored, and for good reason. Great player. No postseason success until that one.
09.
09, until he did it. And then once he does it, you're like, now, he had his other issues, you know, and that have kept him, you know, from being at the highest level in the Hall of Fame. But it can turn on a dime for any of these guys. And you think about the postseason heroes that you know, will not ever sniff the Hall of Fame, but they're like, yeah, but I got a ring, and I was the World Series MVP.
Yeah.
You know the list, and it's crazy.
Yeah, and I think a lot of guys really cherish the opportunity in this environment. I talked to Jake about it yesterday, and we'll play the interview during the pregame show today, about being somebody who has had big moments for this organization in the postseason. He's had one of the biggest swings in the history of the franchise, right?
One of my favorite swings of all time. Yeah,
for sure. So I talked to him a little bit about it yesterday, and he told me, even when I asked him about the environment and those kinds of moments, he said he was getting chills right there thinking about it. So it's different. There's no doubt about it. I think, you know, one thing I don't know that we've talked about a ton in the lead up to the postseason, you guys have, there is a good amount of experience postseason-wise. Yep. I mean, this is a team that has expectations. I think it's a very different feel to the way 2022 began, where it was like, hey, 100-win Met team, 100-win Dodger team. Felt a little house money-ish. This doesn't feel like they're playing with house money, but they've got guys that have been there, done that, and at least have won a lot of postseason games.
And when you say that, I think the first name you think of is Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and what we've seen from Xander is probably – really not the best version of Xander the last couple of years.
In spurts. You know, the way he started his career was unreal. I mean, you couldn't believe that the Red Sox would let this guy go. And then, I think, you know, really, he has been derailed by injury and the position change and all that. And the thing is about Xander is, like, I think while we appreciate a guy that is willing to tell it like it is, I think it also gets used against him by us and the fans as well. I think we all do, and I think it's just a natural reaction. But he is not afraid to tell you, I don't want to play first base, right? Like, yeah. I don't want to – and everyone goes, ooh, Xander's not a team player. He doesn't want to play first base, and I don't want to hit here.
But
I want
Xander
to hit
is
here.
A team player.
But he is
he's,
a team
he's shown
player.
More than anyone 100%. This year that he's a team player.
And I'll tell you, man, again, like, you want to talk about – you want to talk about the ability to justify a contract in about 3 weeks? It's right here in front of you. You go out and help us win a World Series and be monster. No one's ever going to care that we have 8, 9, whatever more years. No one will ever care. They won't. You go out and do what you are capable of, do what you've done, what you did in Boston. Best contract of all time.
Yeah.
Best.
I agree. I mean, look, we haven't overall seen the best of Xander Bogaerts, and I think there's a few reasons for that. Number one, he dealt with significant injuries last year and this year. Obviously, he missed a lot of time this year, and the wrist was certainly a factor. Something happened when that wrist issue popped up early last season, because he was a different guy before the wrist issue popped up. That's 2023. Who cares at this point? But look, you're right. It's a wonderful opportunity for a guy that has been there and done that. I mean, you know, he's somebody in that clubhouse that has won 2 World Series and understands what it takes to get to the end of the road in October. And look, I really, and this is something even beyond this postseason, I don't think we've seen nearly the best of Xander Bogaerts in a Padres uniform. There's been the injuries. There's the switching positions. You could point to a number of different things. And to your point, he's somebody that I think from a media standpoint, like, you actually like it because it never feels like Xander is... like, it feels like he has a canned answer to anything.
There's no cliche in him.
Whatever's going on in his brain, it comes out of his mouth. Yeah, so I appreciate that.
It's hard to, because again, like I said, it's great when they do it, but we can't then later use it against them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we want that so much from our athletes. And
right.
But then, you know, to come out later and be like, oh, well, you didn't do this and wouldn't do that.
To your point, this is a great opportunity for him, and he's somebody that's been there and done that. So, yeah, you get, like, prime Xander Bogaerts the next 3 weeks. I think that changes a lot of things.
No question.
Yeah, I mean, first playoff games for Xander Bogaerts with the San Diego Padres. This is why you sign. This is why you.
This is why you got him.
Obviously, you want as much as you can in the regular season, but you don't sign Xander Bogaerts just because you want to have some regular season success.
Correct.
You signed him for the World Series rings, the playoff experience. Here's your first opportunity.
Go get it.
To be Xander Bogaerts.
No doubt.
I think another... I'll just leave you with this nugget.
Oh, you're not leaving. Second? You're staying for the whole next segment. Okay. So, yeah, you sit right here.
One more nugget here that I just read and I tweeted. Jackson Merrill today will become the 5th youngest player in Major League history to start a postseason game in center field behind only Bryce Harper, Willie Mays, Mickey Mantle, and Andrew Jones.
Good Lord, man.
So what he's going to do today is pretty special. I'm like, that's a wild card to me. You can't tell me, based on what we've seen from Jackson, that he's not going to absolutely cherish the environment
of the postseason. He may be young. He might be the most postseason-ready player on the San Diego Padres.
For real,
or maybe in all of Major League Baseball. I mean,
you get that feeling from
him, get the sense that there's guys. I mean, even Xander with his 2 rings is probably feeling a little pit of his stomach. And Jackson is just going like, hey, I get to play baseball today. Let's go do something dramatic and huge. The way he approaches everything, I have no doubt that that's how he's going to approach today. All right, Sammy, we're going to take one last timeout. I want to ask you about, obviously, the pitching rotation, how Mike Schilt is setting this up. We talked about it earlier, but I think it's worth one more discussion on Michael King, Dylan Cease in Game 3. So we'll get to that in our final segment coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Woods, do you see the one change the Padres are making for the postseason?
No.
They have changed their PitchCom devices.
Oh, they did?
Yes. They actually tried it out in the last week or so of the regular season. So the problem is it's so loud at Petco Park in the playoffs.
Good call.
That you can't hear the PitchCom device. So they have actually developed, and I think it was Tanner Scott heard about this or had used it when he was back with the Marlins. There's like a little tube that pokes through the hat and then, like, directs the noise right at your ear. So it makes it, like, twice as loud, like, but just for you. It's just right in your, so you don't have to have it turned all the way up to 20. I guess
that's bull.
Yeah, I guess it goes all the way from 0 to 20. And when Petco Park is full and crowded, they turn it up to 20, and sometimes they can't even hear it at 20.
That's unreal.
Now they can have it like around 10, and because of this little tube, they should be able to hear it just fine during the postseason.
I got an idea, too, that could be pretty cool. The catcher could just give a certain, like, some signs, like maybe between his legs. Like, one could be fastball, two could be curveball. You could switch it. Two could be fastball.
Well, the Astros ruined that for everybody.
They sure did, didn't they?
Now you can't do that anymore, and you got to use the pitch con in the playoffs.
Michael right. King said he was
hold
excited.
On, let's turn your microphone back on, Sammy.
Michael King said he was excited, looking forward to turning the pitch con.
I love when he gets, like, fiery and starts. He, like, waves Higashioka off, and he's like, you're done. I'm calling my own pitches. It's my favorite. Like, he'll take over. They'll switch from time to time. Like, he'll kind of give him the thing, and he starts punching in what he wants to throw. I've always been of the opinion that the pitcher should throw what he wants to throw. I really have always been. Nobody knows what you have better than you, right? And some pitchers are dumb. I get it. You might have to take it from some pitchers. But cerebral pitchers, guys like Joe Musgrove, like Luis Camposano isn't telling Joe Musgrove what he should be. Joe Musgrove is. You know what I'm saying?
I've actually got a question about that one. I asked Sam Levitt's here, but let's check one more check traffic, and we'll wrap things up and talk about the pitching rotation next year on 97.3 The Fan. So you probably noticed, Don and Mudd have pointed it out, that when Michael King pitches, as he's doing tonight, sometimes he will call the game on his pitch comm, and sometimes he will let Kyle Higashioka call the game. And I always found that a little odd. Like, well, if you know what pitches you want, why aren't you doing it the whole time? And I don't know, Sammy, have you ever asked Michael King about that?
No.
I mean, the only thing that I can imagine is that you're always trying to stay one step ahead of the guessing batter. And if the batter can ever get a read on one of you, like the pitcher or the catcher, it's going to be even harder to get a read on two of you. So if you're really trying to randomize as much as possible, one way you can do that is by changing the person who's calling the pitches throughout the game, who obviously they're going to have slightly different opinions, and that can keep a batter even more off balance, I would guess.
Yeah, I guess. And also, I mean, I haven't asked Michael King about it, but, like, I wonder as a helicopter goes overhead. We got everything going on here. We got helicopters. We got beer kegs being carried in.
I'm just waiting for an actual cannon to roll through and real cannonballs. Holy smokes.
I've never asked, but I would also be curious to know if just the act of having to go to your belt over and over and over is kind of annoying. I will say this, though. We'll play this audio pregame today. Michael King talked yesterday about working with Kyle Higashioka and the relationship they have, and obviously they've been teammates for a long time, and I think it's been a pretty cool experience for those two guys to come over to San Diego together and for Michael King to sort of evolve into this great starting pitcher alongside Higgy, you know, who's worked with him so often. And really interesting comments I thought yesterday from Michael King about what Higgy means to that clubhouse. And he's a, you know, a quiet, reserved, you know, guy, but
he's also not.
He's got like a joking nature to him. He's been a pleasure to be around
this
season. Going back to spring training,
he's
been awesome. So
love him.
I don't know that people totally understand like how important I think Higgy has been to that clubhouse.
No question.
Did I hear correctly that this is actually not Michael King's first playoff game at Petco Park?
Right.
That he actually appeared
2020
as a reliever in 2020 with the Yankees in an empty Petco Park out of the bullpen with Kyle Higashioka as his catcher in that game. So they've actually teamed together in a postseason game. Now, he said, really no comparison. I was in the visitors' clubhouse wearing a mask. There was nobody in the stands.
It's going to be so loud
it's
tonight.
It's going to be like,
insane.
No different. It couldn't be more different tonight, but he actually has postseason experience here.
There was at least one game I just know from talking to Jesse about it during that series with the Yankees where Jesse and Tony were broadcasting the Padres game in the booth at Petco while, you know, and they were, I guess, in Arlington.
Yes.
Right? Okay. And there was a game going on behind them
they
as they were looking
the
at
monitor.
The monitors.
There's an actual game going on in
really
front of them, but they weren't calling.
It's such so a weird. Mind F. I can't even get my head around it.
It seems like 20 years ago, and it wasn't.
It does.
So, Sammy, your thoughts. We talked about it earlier just on Mike Shildt's decision to go with Michael King in game one and save Dylan Cease for a potential game three.
I love it. It feels like an aggressive move by the Padres, but I think Michael King has earned that. He's been this team's best starting pitcher wire to wire.
Yeah.
He has. I trust Michael King in a spot like this. I think he's going to cherish the opportunity to get a game one start. His stuff is good. He's well rested. I think it's an aggressive move. Look, there was a line of thinking to maybe, because King's the guy that has bullpen experience, he would be in the bullpen as sort of that emergency valve, and maybe you would save him for Saturday. But the bottom line is this guy's been so good for so long now that I think he has to be, and I think a lot of us felt like this, he can't get through a three-game series without Michael King getting a start.
Right.
So I think he's earned game one. You know, I have a lot of confidence with Joe in game two, A, because he's been terrific, aside from literally
6 minutes.
Seven, like basically nine batters
nine
since
batters.
He's come back.
Yeah.
That one weird inning against San Francisco and then giving up the home run to Will Smith the other day in L.A. You know, a lot of confidence in Joe, who's a big game pitcher. And then, look, Dylan Cease, when he's on,
nice.
As good as anybody. If it's a decisive game three, you got to hope that Dylan Cease is on and you don't get, you know, the shakier version of Dylan. But no, I have no problem with it at all. And I mean, quite frankly, like, we should not see Yu Darvish in this series.
No, you
if you
hope
see
you
Yu Darvish in this series,
something's going wrong.
Yeah, that's not a good thing for the Padres. So I love it. I felt like it was aggressive and it was the right thing to do based on what these guys have done this year.
What's your what's your formula here for victory, Ben? I would say today, Michael King, you know, gives you six, and then you've got the back end of your bullpen to take it the rest of the way. Depending on, you know, how many runs you put on the board, you could even save some of those guys if it's going really well. I'm not going to, you know, it's not necessarily going to be the cakewalk that I'm hoping for.
Well, I will say this. Like, don't be surprised if Mike Schilt, if there's a four-run lead and he's aggressive. Like, don't be surprised.
This is Mike Schilt. A four-run lead,
yeah.
He's aggressive in the regular season. What does that look like in the playoffs?
Don't be surprised. I'm telling you now, you don't need to run to Twitter and say, oh, we need to go with Hoeing here, you know? And no, I mean, look, you don't mess around, especially with a three-batter minimum and a team like the Atlanta Braves. You saw what happened yesterday.
Right.
You saw it. There's plenty of evidence for you. Like, you have to be aggressive. And, by the way, both of those teams used some of their highest leverage relievers. Guess what? They faltered, both of them, you know, at times. So I have no problem being as aggressive as you can. Get through this series. You get a couple of days off. Reset it from there. But
yeah, well,
just go get nasty
with
it.
What lead is Mike Schilt comfortable with 12. In the postseason?
12.
It's a high number.
It's like nine to 12.
It's not four. I don't think it's five.
Right.
I mean,
it's seven
maybe
or eight.
Seven or eight, you could see, you know. I mean, it's not like the Padres have low leverage relievers. They're not even going to have them on the roster, probably. It's almost, you know, Wandy Peralta might get into the game if you're up seven or eight runs at some point. But for the most part, everybody who comes in has a role and should be pitching in games. That's what makes the Padres so good, Sammy, is that they're not putting in guys who probably shouldn't be there anymore.
Right.
Even good teams usually have a couple of guys, we just save them for the games that don't really matter. Padres don't really have those guys on the roster anymore.
Mike Schilt was bringing in Robert Suarez to get four outs pretty early in the year. You know, I think that was a pretty good indication, and we saw it in the first half of how aggressively he managed the bullpen. I would, like you guys are saying, I'd be shocked if they're not pretty aggressive, even if it's a four-run game, a five-run game, unless they
even if they're down four runs.
Well,
you're going to be aggressive with your back-end guys because you got the offense to come back.
Right.
You're going to keep that deficit there. It's the postseason.
And you talk about path to victory. Look, I do think a lot of it falls on the offense.
No
this
doubt.
Team has to hit.
They've
hit all year. They've scored runs all year. They've scored tons of runs in the second half. Let's be honest. The last couple of weeks, aside from that 11-run outburst the other day in Arizona, they haven't been scoring as much. That doesn't mean anything coming into today. New slate. But they've got to get it going offensively and take a little pressure off their pitching staff. And in today's game in particular, you've got a bullpen. I mean, the Braves yesterday, Jimenez pitched both ends of the doubleheader.
Yep.
Iglesias pitched both ends of the doubleheader. They got guys that have pitched already back-to-back days.
You got to take it to
them. They will pitch today if they have to, though.
Absolutely. But starting pitching-wise, it could be Ian Anderson. It could be Bryce Elder. It could be A.J. Smith-Shawver. I mean, guys who have
you just
Ian
made
Anderson.
That one up. You made that one up.
It's
real or fake Braves starting pitcher.
But it sounds like it's one of those three. And Anderson's a really interesting one. veteran who was really good in the postseason in 2021 has not been in the major leagues this year.
It's insane.
He hasn't pitched in the big leagues since 2022, from what I understand. So, he could start today's game.
That's
for
why, like, it's a disaster. Recipe for disaster.
Hey, specifically today, if you're the offense, you got to take a look in the mirror and
salivate,
say, hey,
baby.
Yeah. We got to get it going and maybe take some pressure off our pitching staff today. That way, if you need to go all out pitching wise Wednesday, maybe Thursday, you have no reservations about
doing
that.
Yeah, every time we say, I feel like every time we've said, hey,
right,
offense, time to eat, you know, they're starving kids.
We talk, and this is the biggest thing that I think, just in a narrative standpoint, and I think it would scare everybody. A, you have the Braves coming in off a doubleheader, and yes, the us against the world, hey, look what they made us do, flying cross country, rolling in here at midnight.
Let's it take
scares
it to
you. Yeah. It scares you. And the fact that, I don't know if you saw Adam's email during one of your breaks here, but like, you go to ESPN and everybody's picking the Padres.
Everybody's got
it. It makes you a little nervous.
Yeah.
Now, also a good thing because, you know, it does mean a little something about the quality of the team they have.
Yeah. I'd say get over it. You want to be the team that people are picking.
Good job.
You want to be the team that people are picking.
Right. Get over it.
It's sometimes the underdog, dark horse is going to win it just because that's the nature of sports.
Not to race it.
Give me the team that everyone says they've got the talent to win it every single year. You're not going to win it every year, but I will take my chances with that roster. And I understand. I know why you're scared. The Padres have had games against AAA guys, rookies that they've never seen, where they have not fared well. To me, that's a sign that the Padres have a bunch of professional hitters who do their homework, who are good when they've seen guys.
Well, you're a really good politician. You would be a really, really good politician.
I was thinking to myself, that's a good
way to
polish.
I'm like, how is he going to polish this one?
Little harder sometimes to do your research on guys where there's not as much
Can
tape
you imagine
or experience on.
In the post game, you're like, listen, I mean, you know us. We do our homework, and I've never seen a 93-mile-an-hour fastball before, so I don't know what to do.
They will have every single pitch of every single pitcher that could possibly throw in today's game. They will be as well prepared for a game as they have been all season long.
And I think you know what's a good way to deal with, like, okay, we're the favorite, the expectations, is go out and grab an early lead.
100%.
Like, get out there in the first inning and go put up a crooked number and say, hey, we're here.
Keys to the game. I love that key to the game. Get an early lead.
Yeah.
You like that?
I always like that one. It's a good key to
love
the game.
That.
To raise our glass.
Hey, there was a while this year where they were playing from behind all the time. So that was a key all the time.
Sammy, raise your water. You guys, raise your glasses if you're out here. We'll
Toasting.
Do a little toast to the San Diego Padres in 2024. Thank you guys so much for being here. I brought up.
You even got Ben.
We got
indulge.
The Rally Roach is in here this
Kiss
morning.
The Rally Roach. We brought it with us on the road.
What a record he's got. All right, give that back. Put that on a pendant.
Even I'm not
neck.
Above a little good karma when it comes to the postseason.
Yeah,
I would like to say I was there for the start of the Rally Roach.
Yeah, you were there. You were there.
I don't know why I was there, but I was there.
We raised, by the way,
like
$300 for Michael King's charity today, by the way, with Ben's Hugs, which is fantastic. Thank you for that. Good karma. King of the Hill Foundation. It's our pleasure to
do
it.
We also consumed about 3,000 calories worth of seafood.
That's exactly
thanks
right.
Thanks to Baja Ricks for hosting us. And again, we're going to be here all day, 97.3 The Fan. I just saw Craig, and Annie is going to be here.
She's back there as well
back there. All right, so they are coming up in just a couple of minutes. And then Gwen and Chris program at 2 o'clock, leading all the way into Sammy's pregame show, EcoWater SoCal pregame show at 4:38 today. Against the Atlanta Braves, game one of
Here
what we
go.
Hope will be a long and fruitful postseason run for your San Diego Padres. Thanks most of all to the Tier 1s for coming out today early in the morning.
Yeah,
it's getting warm. It's going to be a nice one out here. The fog has cleared. It's a nice day downtown. Bring your sunscreen if you're coming out downtown, going to the ballpark today for a good one. And we will be back with you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to break down whatever happens tonight. Either on the verge of advancing or, well, let's not talk about the alternative. For our great promotion staff, for Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, for our engineering crew, and for
Adam Klug.
I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your playoff Tuesday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.